A young man who has defied the odds is continuing to make strides in his academic and professional career after launching his first solo publication. Vincentian scholar, author, and lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Dr. Emmanuel Kwashi, shared how he got the inspiration for the publication.
The publication is based upon my research I did during my PhD and also some research I did post-PhD as well. I got the inspiration to do this research from looking at other scholars before me who did some brilliant work in terrorism broadly and also from a regional standpoint as well. And I just only wanted to add my voice and also my own thought process as it relates to terrorism, broadly, of course, and specifically within the region. So the book is really about shaping or reshaping our perspective and also understanding of terrorism activism.
Dr. Kwashi also outlined some of his plans for the future.
Well, what's next for me is writing more. I like to publish some more, whether it be another book or more academic journals as well. I am looking forward to the upcoming academic year because I love to teach. I love international relations. Also, I am trying to create a terrorism course. I would also like to go into politics in the future. But for right now, I want to give a few years to all things academia right now. So that is what is the next step for me.
And Dr. Kwashi is encouraging young scholars to always believe in and pursue their goals despite challenges and opposition.
What I will say to young persons, young scholars, is that you are going to get a lot of no before you get a yes in the academic realm. And what I mean by that is that when you are engaging in academic publication for the very first time, you don't have anybody else that you are going to collaborate with who is already established. It is very hard. Regardless of how good your work is, you are going to get a bit of fight back and fight down sometimes. And one of the reasons why, because sometimes while academic publication, yes, of course, it is objective, there's also a little bit of subjectivity as well. But even if you meet a lot of roadblocks along the way, you have to believe in your work no matter what. And you have to relentlessly pursue it no matter what.
Vincentian scholar, author, and lecturer at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Dr. Emmanuel Kwashi. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.